Once a month here in our church, we participate in a celebration. It's a great time. It's a party. Now, some of us weren't trained that it was a party growing up, but the Greek word is Eucharist, and the word Eucharist means celebration. Jesus told his disciples that you're going to do these things in remembrance of me. So when you remember the Lord, do you do it with all hangdog on your face? Going, oh, man, I remember him. No, I recognize him hanging on the cross was not a party. But it releases in us the joy of the Lord. Takes from us our sin and gives to us our freedom. And we are so grateful that when we take communion in the house of God, we can do it with a heart full of joy, resounding with positive hope and vibrancy, because we do it in remembrance of him and what he's done. How many are glad for what Jesus has done for you? The scriptures tell us in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, starting in verse 23, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world." All right, so as we remember what he's done for us on the cross, we aren't throwing a party. That is somber. And yet the result releases joy, life, and thanksgiving. And our hearts ought to be so full as we remember what he's done that praise is easy to our lips and out of our hearts. You understand what I'm saying? It's not just a somber celebration. He released to us a whole new beginning. Lord, we are grateful to you. We are grateful to you for what you've done. And as we participate in receiving the bread this morning, we do so with thanksgiving because your body was broken, not ours. You received the stripes, not us. And on you, our sins were placed. Lord, we are so grateful. Our sins, our sorrows, our sicknesses, our griefs are carried by you. And now this morning, we do this in remembrance of you and we give you praise and thanksgiving. Let's participate in the bread together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that as we participate, we receive you and your body by faith. And now, Lord, as we hold the fruit of the vine, we understand that by the blood of Jesus, we are clean. By the blood of Jesus, we're washed. By the blood of Jesus, we're in covenant with you. And Lord, by the blood of Jesus, we come and give you thanks. Can you raise your hand, your available hand, raise it to the Lord and say, thank you, Jesus, for your cleansing blood. Come on, one more time. Thank you, Jesus, for your cleansing blood. Let's participate together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being so great. Lord, we worship you and magnify your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. How great you are. How great you are. Thank you, Lord. What a great God. What a great God. Who has the Lord done something for already this morning? Come on. Who's had a gift from God this morning? The Lord's already touched you in your soul. Maybe you have got peace where you didn't have peace before, or strength. Has anybody received anything from the Lord this morning? Yes. Nobody? No. Let's see the show of hands. Who's received something from the Lord? Isn't God good? And there's more to go. Yes. Turn to each other and say, there's more to go. I'm glad I'm still here. Yes.